Hello and welcome to this another edition of Words from the Word of God, the first one over such a long pause between broadcasts. Been over a little over a month since we've been able to join with you and share words from the Word of God. And I ask for your forgiveness for that, but just still dealing with a lot of sickness, just trying to get back up on our feet and bring the words from the Word of God that the Lord has laid upon our heart. And that's what we want to do today as I speak to you for a few minutes on this topic. Are you still believing Satan's lie? Are you still believing Satan's lie? Scripture, the Word of God makes it very clear. In fact, the words of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, makes it very clear that Satan is a liar, not only a liar, but the father of lies. We see this and we read this, his words here in John chapter 8, the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 44. He's speaking to the Pharisees and the scribes here in a lengthy conversation. They in the context of Scripture, as we begin this chapter 8, we see that they brought the woman who was caught in adultery to him to tempt him and to test him, basically asking what he would do to her, what should be done to her. Speaking of the law of Moses, where, you know, it said those caught in adultery, the man and woman should be stoned. Now, if you notice, they said she was caught in the very act of adultery, but they only brought the woman when they should have brought the man and the woman, because that was the law. The man and the woman both caught in adultery were supposed to be stoned according to the law of Moses. So they were tempting Christ at this point. So as he comes into this conversation and he gets into this lengthy conversation, as we see, and of course in the original transcripts there's no chapter break, but in this chapter there's 59 verses. But I want to draw your attention to verse 44. He makes it very clear that Satan is nothing more than a liar, and he seeks to destroy man. He desires nothing more than for man to die. And he has taken great pleasure in that through the history of mankind, as sin and death entered in by the sin of Adam. And we want to look at that in Genesis here in a few minutes. But let's look at verse 44 of the Gospel of John chapter 8. He says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth." Did you hear that? "And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Murderer from the beginning and a liar. "When he speaketh of a lie, he speaketh of his own." Satan is a liar. This is clear in the Word of God. If you go all the way back to the book of Genesis, God had created Adam and placed him in the Garden of Eden. And we pick up here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. And it said, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." That is the truth of God's word. That is his commandment to Adam and to Eve as well, that they should not partake of this tree. It's a clear commandment. It was the only commandment. It was the only restriction given to Adam in all of God's creation at that time in the Garden of Eden, which was probably so remarkable that it's beyond description. But I want you to see here, this is the truth of God's word. It's accurate. It's authoritative. It is the word of God. God cannot lie. But then if we look over in Genesis chapter 3, I want you to look at me here, look with me here. The Word of God tells us here, let's just pick up in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, where the serpent, which I believe, in my belief, was possessed or overtaken by Satan as he enters into the Garden of Eden here in his in his fallen state. That means he had sinned and been cast out of heaven at this point. We covered this back in the series of messages on the Lamb of God, but I want to pick back up here because I want to make a point today. You know, man is still believing Satan's lie, and this is what we want to make clear through the Word of God today. Let's pick up right here in verse 1. He says, now the serpent was more subtle, more crafty, more presentable than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, now here he begins to question God's word, the authority and accuracy and the truth of God's word. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said, what did God say? The day that you eat of it, you will surely die. Now, we understand that they partook of this fruit and they didn't die physically immediately. But what God was talking about was that spiritual death, that separation from him because of rebellion, because of disobedience unto his holy word, to the bringing into question in their minds and in their hearts the authority and the accuracy of God's word. They listened to Satan. They listened to his lie. He says right here, and the serpent said unto her, this is verse 4 of chapter 3. He said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely die. Satan's lie. He lied to her. And not only he goes further, he says, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, as we look at this, you know, it's unfortunate that Satan has began with this lie, ye shall not surely die. But do you realize the more you reject Christ, the more you reject his gospel, the more you reject God's word, the more you reject his truth, you call into question the authority and the accuracy of his word, you are still believing, you are caught up in Satan's lie. It really boggles my mind how we can be lied to by another person, and we will have nothing to do with them. Yet Satan lies to us, and we follow right down the path that he leads us because we believe his lie. And we believe his lie because we don't accept the truth of God's word. Jesus said he's a liar. And if you're listening to him, if you're following him, and you're caught up in the world, you're caught up in sin, you're caught up and you think that's going to last forever, when we know that the pleasures of sin only last for a season, and we know that eternity awaits, and an eternity in hell awaits for those who reject Christ, you're still believing his lie. And I ask you today, are you still going to believe his lie? Or are you going to listen to the truth of God's word? Because God said that there are consequences. There's wages to be paid for sin, for disobedience, for calling into question the accuracy and the authority and the truth of his word. Not believing, rejecting Christ. He said there's a penalty. There are wages to be paid for that sin. And that sinful nature that we inherit from Adam when the day we're born. We are born into a sinful nature. We don't have to be taught how to sin. We don't have to be taught how to disobey our parents. We don't have to be taught how to understand the difference between right and wrong, good and evil. We don't, that's an inherent nature that we have, and that inherent nature is for sin. and to do and go the wrong way. And unfortunately, if you continue to hear God's word, you continue to hear that salvation comes only through Christ, and you hear him say to his disciples and to us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And you hear those words and you hear his gospel and you know that he died on the cross. You know that his love ran red there on the cross as his blood was poured out to pay, and his life was given to pay for our sin debt in full, and that only in him salvation lies. It rests there. If you continue to reject that gospel, his gospel, if you can continue to reject his word, you're believing the lie of Satan. You're continuing under that lie, because Satan says, "Ye shall not surely die," when God tells you, "You shall surely die." You say, "Well, where is that?" Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible, the word of God tells us, "For the wages of sin is death." The first part of that verse is what it says. For the wages of sin is death. Not only that, but if you'll turn with me over there, let's look at Romans chapter 3. I want to pick up there in about verse 9. Once I get there, if you will turn over there with me, take me just a minute to get there. Romans chapter 3, something the Lord just laid on my heart, so I want to share this with you. So you say, "Well, I'm not that bad of a person. I live a pretty good life. I'm a pretty good person. I give to the poor. I do this and I do that. I'm not all that bad. And I thank God just by the way I live my life will let me into heaven." And you're saying this to yourself. He says here in Romans chapter 3, I want to pick up here in verse 9. He says, "What then? Are we better than they?" Talking about the Jews versus the Gentiles. "No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin." The word of God tells us in verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." And then it goes on to describe it. But listen, it says right here in Romans 6:23, I want to read this scripture to you so you don't think I'm just telling you this. He says, "For the wages of sin is death." And we are all under the penalty, the result of sin. The fall there in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and partook of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And that fall came in and man was eternally separated from God. You see, as I was saying, Adam and Eve didn't die physically right then, but their spiritual death occurred that very moment of their disobedience to God, their rebellion against God because they believed the lie of Satan. They were separated from God. It would tell us on over in the latter part, I believe it's of chapter 3 of Genesis, that he drove them out of the Garden of Eden. He drove them out. That means he had to force them out, and they were put out into an empty world of God's creation where there were no other people, and they were separated from God's presence. They no longer had that fellowship with him. And since that point, over the 6,000 some odd years of human history, man has been continually separated from God, all because of one thing, and that was man believes Satan's lie. Not only that, but that sin had to be paid for. That sin debt had to be paid, and it was paid for by Christ. But you see, Christ would tell the Pharisees, you know, you are of your father the devil. Why did he tell them that? Let's read that in John chapter 8 again. Let's read over some of these words here. Let's pick it up here verse 19. "Then say they unto him, Where is thy father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come? And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, before if ye, this is the key, if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. If you are rejecting Christ, because I want to read this scripture to you again in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the gift of his grace, the gift of his unmerited favor toward us, his undeserved favor, his undeserved love. He loved us when we were not lovable. That gift that he gave us when he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And he says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus said, ye believe not on me. Ye believe not on me, therefore you will die in your sins. You are believing Satan's lie if you are not believing that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father, and that the only way for you to be saved from your sins and death is to believe in Jesus Christ, who gave his all on Calvary's cross, his life, his blood, to pay our sin debt in full, that we might have it all in God by believing in him through faith and receiving the grace of God, and the gospel of Christ becomes a reality in our heart. That's how we go from believing Satan's lie to life evermore. You see, there's death in sin. There's death in believing that lie. But when you reject that lie and accept the truth of God's word, that there's life, there, the gift of God is eternal life. Not only life here, every day once you give your heart to him, you experience that new birth, that new life that comes in. You go from what all that old you used to be, you repent of that, and you turn from that, and you turn to God by placing your faith in Christ, and then you become alive in your heart, and your soul experiences the light of God, the light of Christ, the Holy Spirit's presence comes in to dwell inside of you, and you're renewed each day. You experience his mercy, his grace each day as you experience this new life in Christ, and then you go on. Not only that, but you have eternal life, even though your body may sleep here, even though you may come to the end of your road here. You know without a doubt you have the eternal hope that in Christ you will live eternally with him. You will live eternally with him. So in all that, I ask you this question again: are you still believing Satan's lie? Or will ye believe the truth of God's word, the truth that there is life in Christ, there is eternal life in Christ? He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's the truth. That's the truth. You said, well, how can I be saved? How can I ask him? You know, first it must come through repentance. You must confess your sins before him, and you must turn from that life that you are living, that sin that and believing that lie of Satan that's in your life, and he is ruling, and you're under his bondage right now. And maybe you've been blinded by him, and maybe you've been told that those drugs that you're taking won't kill you, or that alcohol that you're drinking and you're so addicted to won't kill you, or the sin that you're in of fornication or homosexuality or lesbianism won't kill you. It will bring about disease. You're listening to Satan, and he's telling you, you can live in this life forever. I'm telling you, you can't, because hell is waiting. Hell is waiting in 1 second, kicking the charred walls of hell. You will wish you would have listened to the truth of God's word. You say, well, how can I be saved? How can I be saved? The word of God tells us here in Romans chapter 10. I want to read these verses to you in closing, and then we'll give an invitation. We'll give an invitation. He says right here in verse 9. Let's pick it up in verse 8 here, Romans chapter 10. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew or the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Listen to this very closely. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, what more truth do you need? God cannot lie. He will not lie. He has proven himself true and faithful throughout the ages of humanity. He has sent his only son. And I refer to this verse many times. For God so loved the world, John 3:16. God so loved the world. And you can put your name right there in the place of world. For God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that if I believe in him, I shall not perish. I will not die. I might die physically, but I will live eternally in Christ. Thou, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. All you have to do, Paul said it right here in Romans chapter 10, is confess with your mouth. That's repentance. Lord, I am a sinner. I have sinned against you. I've done egregious things in your sight. Please forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus, I accept you as the risen Savior. You see, he not only died on the cross, he not only gave his life and every drop of his precious blood on that cross to pay for your sin debt in full, to die in your place, the innocent for the guilty. He not only died there, he was not only buried, but he rose again the third day to overcome death, hell, and the grave for us and Satan. He has broken the power of Satan by his cross and by his resurrection. And his resurrection and his ascension back to heaven was proof that God had accepted his perfect, blemish, and sinless free sacrifice for the sins of humanity, that God had truly accepted his sacrifice. And it was true and it was set. When he said it's finished, it stands finished, and it will always be finished. And your salvation rests solely in Christ. If you will just confess, Paul said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, that he is the risen Lord, and invite him into your heart, ye shall be saved. And he also said, don't matter what you've done, don't let Satan lie to you about that, tell you too bad. Don't let Satan lie to you and say you've gone too far. God couldn't love you. Don't let him tell you that lie. You understand something from the word of God today, and where he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Stop listening to the lie of Satan today and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is the simplest thing you could ever do, but it's the most important thing you could ever do in your life, because it carries eternal implications. If you continue to listen to Satan's lie, you will die in your sins and you will go to hell. That's a fact of scripture. But if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will go to heaven and you will live with him forevermore, because he's won that victory for us on the cross and by his resurrection. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so grateful that I was been able to come back to and share words from the Word of God with you today. And I look so forward to the next time that we can share a word from the Word of God. God bless.